Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the Fan Club.
Step one, we buy into this club. Step two, we roll over to the club, either in your Mercedes-Benz or my pre-owned Acura Legend.
It's not as much as a club as it is a couple middle-aged dudes in sweatshirts talking about sports.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Now all the ladies saying bounce, 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 bounce.
But you get the gist. Here's Cody Tapp and Alex Gold.
Alex is out this week. Cody Tapp's still here for a Fan Club. Drew's got his cocktail over there. We're drinking Rye Manhattans today because Fan Club Friday, of course, is brought to you by Jay Rieger and Company. This time, rye straight whiskey, sweet vermouth, dry curacao, bitters, garnished with a cherry. Little rye Manhattan on a Friday. Feels classy. Look, I put them in my fancy at-home glasses.
I like it. It's got cherry in it.
Put a little cherry in there in case you finish your cocktail.
Classy Cody.
Feels like we should have dressed a little fancier, but other than that.
Classy Cody Professor Tapp.
I'm in a 15-year-old sweater. Yeah. Although, man, I got to say, you defended me in saying that I'm a real teacher because you also teach.
Yeah.
He teaches at Avila, just so you know, Drew.
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Dugan buried me.
Who?
She came on. She's a social media influencer.
Okay.
She is a full-time high school teacher.
So that means their opinion is like as low to relevant as possible.
No, but she's very funny. She did a great job on Fan Club, and they asked if they thought I was a real teacher, and she said I was not.
Yeah.
She said I don't have the bags under my eyes from teaching the way she does. I said I don't know, man. They
give me
some
high school
sometimes.
Though.
High school.
Now she's a middle school teacher.
She was middle school.
Okay, yeah, that's respect.
And she went. Like, up. She was middle school.
I taught
for
middle
years.
School. I mean, I was a full time sub at a school for like a year in a middle school, and man,
tough.
Head middle school in Nashville, man. Whoa.
She had a.
That was rough, and I was at the No Child Left Behind schools too. So like back in Tennessee, the No Child Left Behind, you got like $40 extra to pay there because there would be suffering. Like the kids were like. You're getting the top of the top. Like, this is not going to go well for you. Prayers and thoughts and prayers before you enter. Like, it's like entering the battlefield each day.
I just feel like it's the worst time of anyone's life. So why would I want to be involved in it? It's just like a terrible time to exist.
I remember there was
being in middle school.
When I was in Oklahoma, there was a guy who wrote, he was a beat writer for the Thunder, Royce Young, I think his name is. And he said, like, I chaperone my kids to high school. And he said, whatever teachers are getting paid, they should be paid a million times more than what, oh, my God, they should be the highest paid workers in America.
I feel that way. That,
and I've absolutely felt that way.
Someday. I will, like, maybe twice a year, I'll go have lunch with my kids at elementary school. Mm-hmm. You know, you sit at the lunch, you bring them a little Happy Meal, and they're all excited.
Yeah.
Just the volume in that room alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever the lunch workers are being paid, it's way
it's
under
brutal
what they deserve.
Yeah.
They're like out here opening milk for kids, keeping them from putting ketchup all over their sleeve. They're just yelling and singing.
I don't know.
I
don't know what we can do as a society, like through votes or bills or whatever, to make sure teachers get paid more. But like when they tell you with a straight face, I would like to get paid more. That means what I do is like an indefinite amount of money that is needed for this job, and I'm a little short here, but like. It's an infinite amount of money that they need for that job. It's it's insane doing middle school.
What do teachers still have to pay for their own like school supplies and stuff?
Yeah, what
do
you?
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, you still got to do all that.
I was going to say, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Now, I mean, someday, like, now it's not nearly as bad. Like, some of them bring their computers now. So, like, the parents will pay for the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to go to Best Buy and buy, like, a bunch of cheap computers. Like, but still, like, I mean, I can imagine back then you had to get the pencils, the pads.
Chalk.
You know, or you had dry erase boards, like, all that's good stuff. I mean.
Yeah.
It's, like, middle school teachers, if you're listening out there, you have, like, one of the toughest jobs in America that doesn't get enough respect.
Harold and I absolutely respect teachers. As two teachers.
Yeah.
We respect that. How many kids do you have?
As professions in our craft.
Yeah. How many kids do you have in your class? You teach the one class, right?
Yeah, I got one.
I up 22. To two, which is...
I told you about that.
It's wearing on me.
I told you about that.
It is, it's twice as much work, all right.
I might do you next... I might do pull two. Well, no. It's because I know one class has four. It's like a specialized class, so I have like four. So I'm like, I could do two.
You could handle like a small group.
If you give me like a small group and then you know the one general class,
they send me those emails, Drew, and I get an email to be like, all right, you can now publish this on Canvas if you're ready to let it be public. I'm like, I haven't even worked on the syllabus yet. No, I'll get to that in just a minute. But it'll tell you how many kids are in the class right now. One of my classes, not very many so far. It's like four kids or something. Now, that's not uncommon for November.
Exactly.
The semester doesn't start for 2 months.
Yeah.
The other one already has 16 kids in it. I'm like, ah!
Is that your radio?
That's the podcast class.
Oh, yeah. That's what they want.
They want to be able to edit.
I've kind of had to now revert to something where I include like the podcasting now in it because so many kids, that's all they see now.
The performance?
Yeah. I mean this with the utmost respect to my own business, but like we're old and antiquated to them.
I'm still making them on teleprompters. If it makes you feel better.
Thank you.
We sat in front of teleprompters for two full classes. Oh, and then we had to do stand-ups.
I have to teach them what, you know, like networks are still. Like it's like ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS. Like I'm like, hey, buddy, you know, that's free television. Like you just buy a TV wherever. I could get a TV at a Family Dollar right now.
And I can watch ABC, NBC, CBS. ABC,
Fox, yeah.
Oh, man.
I still have to teach, because they're not used to that. So...
Drew, you want to teach? Yeah. You want to be the third member of this crew?
Come on over, man.
I have a lot of respect for you guys, but I will not.
I heard I have a lot of respect.
No.
I have a lot of appreciation and respect for teachers.
You know what that reminds me of?
I will pass.
That reminds me of like when Andy Reid will say, like, I have a lot of respect for a team, and you're like, I'm looking at the record.
So we'll talk some Chiefs Broncos here and Chiefs here in just a second.
By the way, if you watched last night's game, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
I mean, awful. Genuinely awful. So we'll talk about that here in just like 1 minute. I was going to ask you one more thing about your class.
Yeah.
Am I doing this wrong, or are you as brutally honest with your kids as I am when we sit in class and do this stuff?
I'm honest.
Okay. So I'll sit there and I'll be like, are you being held hostage? Did somebody, you know, like what's happened? Like when the way people don't think about how they move or speak or operate with their body. And then you tell them to like, just keep your shoulders back.
Yeah.
Like, not up in your neck, back a little bit.
You know, like break your spine.
Move like a person and not a robot and you'd be fine. Yeah. And that is a tough ask.
Oh, but the thing is, I always told them like, how do you act in class? Loose, you know, comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do that in front of, like, all of a sudden, like, you see a lens, you're like, hey! Like, don't do that. Come on, man.
Tough. All right, let's talk a little Broncos first. Chiefs Broncos, too. It's the same.
Yeah.
Since the Broncos are through their game, they're up. Yep. I do not respect them anymore. I am done thinking that they're a challenge for the Chiefs as an individual team.
I do not like
Green that game. That game was so bad. I'm like, that's a team I'm supposed to fear? They can tell me what... If you had told me their record was 8-2, I'd have thought you were insane.
I watched like...
If you had told me that and I just watched them in that one football game. But the same as against the Jets and everything else.
I watched three post games. I watched like the ESPN, the NFL Network. I watched like the Broncos themselves. I was just like, am I wrong in thinking this was just a putrid performance that like should have been thrown into the dumpster a long time ago? I was like, maybe it's something with preparation because it's a short week. Maybe they didn't have things right. I listened to Sean Payton's entire press conference and
He said he was using the wrong third down sheet.
That's what threw me off. That's the part that threw me off. He's like, he's using the wrong third down sheet. I'm like,
is this a weird excuse or a real excuse?
Like, are you okay? Do you need the glasses back on? Like,
your coaches were afraid to speak up to you about using the wrong third down sheet.
And then, like, all the pauses he took, he was like, basically trying to put it in the best light possible. It's like, this looks bad, man. I mean, like,
there's no way to.
I don't know if this is like a breaking point and like. You know, 10 days later, they'll look like they did against Dallas' defense and put up 44. But
But Dallas' defense is awful.
Dallas' defense is awful.
Although, so, in fairness, the Raiders' defense is awful. It certainly didn't look that way last night.
Yeah, well, he's like, well, they threw a lot of things at us that was different. You know, these division games. I'm like, a lot of people throw things different at you. Like, that should be, like, division game or not, they should throw things differently at you because, oh, we're playing a really good team right now. We better start thinking of some things up. So, you're 8-2. Your record is what you are. So, if I'm
I think
a team
they
like
looked ahead some.
They may have. But if I'm a team like the Chiefs, I'm just like, yeah, I'm looking at a team like, hey, they're 8-2. We're trying to catch you. Yeah, we're going to start, you know, breaking out some of the, we might, the breaking case of emergencies type stuff. Because, you know, that's, in terms of trying to win the division, that's where they are
and
right
now. Look, and the Chiefs can immediately, that's what's nice about their spot.
Yeah.
The records look really bad. Like, oh, God, how are they going to make, like, legitimately just beat the Broncos and you've made up the division. It's done.
Exactly.
Like, there is no, like, there's no extra work to do. If you simply just beat the Broncos twice, you are now tied.
Yeah.
In the division. And so I do think Andy, and look, I didn't like Sean Payton's game plan this last game. I didn't like Andy's against the Bills. They put themselves in a lot of disadvantageous. Yeah, they
those
did.
A lot of good things
and they threw the Chiefs off and they put them in some spots that made them uncomfortable and they got pressured and then Mahomes panicked a little in the pocket a couple of times and, you know, things didn't go well. But I didn't like the plan, but it wasn't Sean Payton's last night.
No, that wasn't bad. Now I will give pause because of this. Like, I believe the Bills defense and to an extent, the Broncos, definitely the Broncos defense, they have personnel that specifically game planned for the Chiefs. Like the Bills
built their entire roster.
Maxwell Harrison is like, okay, we have to face Xavier Worthy. Joey Bosa is like, oh, we're gonna go against Juwan Taylor. We're gonna go up against a weaker tackle. That's gonna be the Broncos. Like, they're gonna put Zach Allen out there. It's like, all right. We need somebody to go up against an all-pro center. We need Patrick Surtain. That's Denver. So, like, obviously I think it's going to be lower scoring, but if I'm the Chiefs, I'm going to that game thinking we get 20. We probably win that game.
Yes.
Easy.
I mean, the way Broncos game is going right now, it definitely feels that way. And I like this is a really truth-telling game because twice I thought this year the Chiefs were like backs against the wall. It was Ravens, Lions. They won both those games. Those are the two games where I'm like, you better win.
Yeah.
This is the third.
This is them. Mm-hmm.
So now they keep putting their backs against the wall.
Yep.
They get like a little bit of breathing room and then they get themselves in trouble. But if this team, like, this is the end of the excuses after this one if they don't win. Because everything in this favors.
Then you kind of are who you are at that point. Yeah.
Their historic record against the AFC West.
Yeah.
What they historically are after a bye.
Mm-hmm.
What they are, you know, quarterback versus quarterback with the Broncos, you know, like everything favors that Kansas City wins this football game under any other year in any other time under Andy Reid, especially because they're desperate and need the win. So, like, if they lose this one, then I'm with everybody. They just are who they are. I'll apologize, I guess, to Broncos fans for mocking them last night for that game. Although I'm mad that it was on television.
But yeah,
I just, you know what it is? It's just, I'm not a believer in Bo Nix. And that makes it always really hard. Like,
what makes it worse? That was Sean Payton's like personal, that was like his hand-picked
his
guy.
He just thought
he'd be some improvement with a hand-picked guy. Yeah, and it's not coming. Like, it's not coming the way it should come out in the field for him. Yeah.
I judge year three more than I judge year two for quarterbacks. Sure. I think year two is like Bo Nix has happened a lot. I think it's all that.
We're seeing a lot of year twos in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kicking some
injury
ass.
Related too, but yeah.
Sure. Like Jaden Daniels, right? Although. Yeah. Maybe he's fine. They said no ligament damage, and they're just going to evaluate him. They're not going to put him on the IR, and they're just going to evaluate him after the bye.
Yeah, it looked nasty.
It was gross.
Awful.
Drew said he didn't see it somehow. I wasn't even watching the game live. Yeah. You just scroll at one social media site, and you couldn't avoid it.
I scroll past it. As soon as I saw Jaden, like, I heard about it, and I made sure to avoid it.
Oh, yeah. Once you watch the reverse angle, you're like, ooh. Not good.
It's facing the wrong way.
That arms are not supposed to bend like that.
I don't know. I feel like, and this is like, we had a lot of texters here a little like, this is what we said about the Chiefs. They're winning a bunch of ugly games against bad teams. And we talked about it like we shouldn't criticize them. And I can't help but point out, do you not understand that one team is the Chiefs and one is Patrick Mahomes, three-time Super Bowl champion, two-time MVP, three-time Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
And one is Bo Nix. So if two teams win close against bad teams, they're not equal.
No.
They're not the same.
No.
they are different because of the person who is at quarterback. And I mean, that's to be fair, though.
I mean, it is a week. Like I said, I'm trying to find, like, it's a week to week league, maybe. Again,
sure.
The short week.
Broncos,
like,
looked really good in some games. Sure.
Yeah. And they have, I mean, like, they're the ones that went to Philadelphia and won. So, like, there's some credit there. Like, they've done things. They're 8-2 for a reason. That means they've done things that in winning time, what are they, 5-2, I believe, in one score games?
Chiefs are 0-4.
Oh, Chiefs are 0-4. So, like, winning time right now, they're understanding, and the team like the Chiefs right now is not. I mean, it's just how it works right now.
I will give them credit. Yeah, that's the thing I give them the most credit, like, for. They've been good in the most pivotal moment.
Fourth quarters, they've won fourth quarters. They've won four quarters. So it's like, I mean, like the Giants game, granted, I mean, that was an anomaly, like NFL anomaly, with scoring 33 in the fourth quarter, but they did it. So you're just sitting here like, I don't know, like, you'll watch the game, you'll feel pretty comfortable with the Chiefs, say, up like 20-7 going into the fourth quarter. And then, like, the hope is you're not leaving there being like, how did they just lose 24-23? How did that just happen?
Yeah, I think it's more than fair.
So, you know, don't turn the ball over. You know, don't have critical turnovers at bad times. You know, like, because the last time they played in Denver and lost, we had one guy to blame, pretty clearly. Don't be that one guy to blame. So, the trip to Denver, it's an important game, like you said. I mean, they've run out of excuses if they lose this one.
I do see you're in your KC Current shirt.
Yeah.
Are you covering the game on Sunday?
I'll be there.
Quarterfinals? Are you there as a fan or as a member of the working media?
Hybrid.
Mix.
Hybrid.
That's fair. Honestly, hybrid's acceptable.
To be fair, and I mean, I hate to say this out loud, but I will. Like, when I do go to, like, soccer matches, it's kind of like a half and half, because, like, I'll end up seeing somebody I know there or something. Well, I'll take a time to stop by and talk for, like, 5 minutes. So, I think my wife might be going. So, like,
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I'll hang out.
I'm excited. But I'm going. And it's not that it's understood.
But I will be also in a working capacity, like, post-game, pre-game.
Yeah.
We're there. Yeah,
they are the most dominant team in NWSL history, and I want to see if they're going to complete the most dominant season in NWSL history. That's it. That's what it is for me.
They built such a strong roster, and they're going against, like, what the league – like, there's a lot of players going to Europe right now, but, like, they can retain their talent because
– I give them a lot of credit. They just paid Labonte again. The ownership wants to spend money.
A lot. Like, I can't say enough good things about the Longs and how they care about that organization. Like, they're building – new facilities in their Riverside complex. Like,
the amphitheater looks
The amphitheater looks great. They're amplifying the entire game of women's soccer. They're basically telling every other organization how to do it. The only ones that are going to match them maybe are the, like, expansion franchises that come because they've seen the standard.
I got to, by the way, if you guys want, you can go to 965thefan.com. We're giving away 10, I think it is. Temwa Shawinga bobbleheads from the game last Sunday.
We got one of those.
Presented by H&R Block, celebrating 70 years of expertise with hometown roots in the soccer capital of America. Head on over there. You can register to win. Opportunity win. Very cool, obviously. And a hot item. They're going for a couple $100 on eBay. Heiss was in here earlier. Yeah. He works for H&R Block. They're going for like $200 over on eBay or Facebook Marketplace.
How much of a profitable franchise that was. Like, you know, just getting things for free and selling them. I was like,
was that a thing for you for a while?
No, it wasn't.
Making some cash?
I could never do it. I was like, no, that's unethical. I'm not going to do that. But then, you know, people that don't job. Yeah, they're going to definitely do it. Yeah,
I put the Shawinga bobblehead up on the mantle. Sitting right next to Talking Rusty Koontz and Vinny Pasquantino's a bobblehead. Those are the other two ones I've been given somewhere along the way.
So you're taking care of my third cousin over there?
Yeah, yeah. Right. And in fairness, the Rusty Koontz one, my kids broke the leg on it. It's super glued back. It's not like... But I liked the Talking Rusty Koontz bobblehead, you know?
Why are you trying to beat up my family member, man?
I'm not trying to.
Come on, man.
Rusty's
Come
one of the nicest dudes on the planet. Wow, they ripped up the Shawinga box, too.
What are they doing?
They're just... Kids are animals, man. I don't know what to tell you. They're just... I mean, you know... They just live in this world. And I think my daughter in particular lives in a, and I appreciate her for this.
Yeah.
But she is already a free spirit in the sense that she just lives in this world that seems colored by her interest and what drives her in any given moment. She lives more free than I could ever dream of, man.
That's cool.
My son's a little more.
Yeah,
probably like me.
There
right,
you go.
Takes.
Well, one takes on the characteristics of one parent usually.
What's funny is I've gotten more serious over time. I was probably more like my daughter when I was a kid.
Gotcha.
And then adulthood, just beat you up long enough that, you know, you got to take stuff more serious. Yeah. Although, how serious do I take my life? I've done a song about Wings and Waldo to Flo Rida. So, like, Pasquantino. I'm probably less of a serious person than most.
Does Vinny like that song, to Pasquantino?
I think he does.
Okay.
I don't think he'll ever let me make it his walk.
You talk to him weekly, so
I do, and I guess I
should be able to get a legitimate answer. Yeah,
I could text him. He was he came on the show earlier today. If you missed it, it's up on the podcast page. But I he has admitted to liking it, but I haven't asked him in a while. I don't know if he's not like, you know.
I don't think he's jamming
in the car now. Yeah. That seems incredibly unlikely.
Yeah,
I don't want to say for sure.
Yeah,
but I do think that that's at least. I think he at least enjoyed it at the time and admitted.
He has listened to the whole thing beginning to end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he has. He denied it at first. He got it to the big leagues. He didn't want to come off as like too big time. He eventually admitted later that he had heard it and was familiar with it.
Okay.
And then we had to do it, you know?
He's like the athlete that always says, like, no, I don't see anything. And then, yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Was it you that asked? Somebody eventually did me the favor and asked Creed Humphrey when we did his song if he had heard it.
Oh, okay. It wasn't me. But yeah,
somebody did me the song. And when he admitted having heard it, I thought, okay.
He thought it was. Now, I mean, the thing is, you got to pump the volume up on that thing when Thanksgiving week, if you're here, because Chiefs Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's Creed.
You're right. I got
the Cowboys.
I got to pump that video back out.
You got to pump it back out.
Right.
You got
to remix. Time.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Yeah. Get in the real recording studio. Knock this thing out. That, do you know how much? This is what's so stupid about our job. Do you know how much that costs us to make?
Oh, man. Let's see. Well, what are licensing and right fees? Yes or no?
No. Didn't have to pay for those.
Oh, okay.
Covered under parity. Yeah, it's fine. I think. That was before we were an above board show.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, do you want me to throw out a number?
Yeah, throw out a number.
$100.
$5,000.
The whole video?
Yeah.
No.
That video shoot cost us.
Because you're up with a talker, right? If I remember correctly.
Field didn't cost us anything.
Oh,
we had a stage.
Thinking, yeah, like
we had
like,
stage.
Okay.
And that, fireworks.
Yeah, all right.
And a professional videographer.
Well, then that
and that guy, he did it on the cheap, I think, for us, for like $1,500. He was practically a steal.
Well, when you got a professional video,
we had to rent out the zip line park so we could just get that one shot of gold coming down with the.
what was the conversation with the uppers like after that one?
You know what? I think at the time we were doing it so below board.
Okay.
I don't think they realized what the cost over, you know, like, and of course they weren't funding it. This was an entirely grassroots campaign brought to you by heroes.
Start GoFundMe or something.
No, we had. If anybody wants the legit backstory, here's what happened.
All right.
We said we were doing Creed is Good. It was gaining some steam. People wanted to support Creed Humphrey for Rookie of the Year. Mm. Like, great. That makes a lot of sense. We want to do it. We're pushing it. We had asked ourselves on a Thanksgiving week, how can we push this to the next level? What is the next stage of this? I found out Scott Stapp was on Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, perfect. $300. I was like, man, what, $300? And so I had said on the air, it was like $6.10 divided by $300. I said, if you guys will give me the $300 to get Scott Stapp to talk about Creed is Good, I will make a music video. Thinking I would make it in the backyard.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
People were more generous than that. And at some point, we had taken in too much money. And we're like, uh-oh. And then a law firm's like, I'll give you more. And then we had thousands of dollars.
You got the law firm.
And a huge budget. And we were like, well, now we can't do it.
You got the Edelman Thompsons in the world.
I was like, I was like, well, it can't look bad now. We got to go all the way in. So, you know, I bought like a really nice wig and we had to order the Creed jersey.
Then we had
props and
you had the lawyer
materials.
Money.
Yeah.
You lawyered up.
Yeah. It cost cash.
You're starting to look like our advertisements on our air sometimes. It's like legal. After a while, I'm just be like, the World Cup's going to come, and I'm fully expecting to hear Abogados. I'm like, yep. We got them all now.
World Cup's on Fox, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, you guys are in a great spot.
Well, you know.
Well, that's not. That's
you got to.
You're going to stay up late on some of those.
Play it. You got to play it perfectly.
Yeah.
You got to execute.
Yeah.
We're in the driver's seat. You just got to execute.
Yeah. Got to still fin it. You know, it's not just the schedule. You got to play the game.
Yeah. You got to still execute. Yeah.
Great spot.
Yeah. Great spot.
You still got to finish the thing off. Makes a lot of sense. Harold Koontz, he's in here for a Fan Club Friday. We're drinking Rye Manhattans, thanks to our friends over at Jay Rieger Company. We'll talk a little more Chiefs. I'll bring up a Royals name that got brought up by John Heyman as well. Plus, we'll just have a little bit of fun and relax. We'll do that next here on Cody and Gold.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Cody and Gold, final half hour of the week. Fan Club Friday brought to you by Jay Rieger and Company. Drinking Rye Manhattans today. You can check out the recipe up on Instagram.
Like three quarters done here.
Yeah. Oh, man, I like a good. The only problem is that I run into a mixed bag. We drink these like cocktails at Fan Club.
Yeah.
And if I don't, like if I just stop there, I feel like I get a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Versus like, feels like I just want to make a like second
cocktail.
Yeah,
you're driving home because I know your trip. Like,
yeah.
Because we're around the same area.
So it's like when I get home, I want to like make one more.
You want to make a night
keep it going rather than keep it going rather than like lose steam, you know?
Like end of the week.
Because I don't drink during the week hardly ever.
End of the
week. It's pretty rare for me.
Take a quick nap. Are the kids still in school by the time you get back home?
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah. They get off the bus at like 4 o'clock.
So you got like an hour and a half. Like a sweet spot for a nice little nightcap and a little nap.
Yeah. Perfect. And like we don't have any tonight's pretty open for us.
Perfect.
Tomorrow we got a kid's birthday party and my kids have tennis.
Is it movie night tonight?
I think so. We're making made dough for cast iron pizza. So
interesting.
It'll be dinner this evening.
Cast iron pizza.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Detroit style pizza.
Okay.
So it kind of creates that same like crust. You ever have do you like Detroit style pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Chicago style pizza is the most overrated. I like most pizzas.
Yeah.
But I like Chicago style pizza maybe the least.
It's funny because you say it because like we had that old Chicago down the street. I liked their pizza.
Okay.
But Marcia's like, I'm going to get the wings.
Like, all right. Yeah, you can get different stuff. Yeah. So no, nothing major. You got big plans other than the Kern on Sunday?
Well, our producer's getting married this weekend, Robert Rimson.
Robert Rimson's getting hitched?
Getting hitched, man.
Where at? Congrats. Where's the? Don't tell me the wedding. I guess maybe he doesn't want people going there. Is it in town?
It's in town.
Okay.
It's in the Kansas City metro. Yes.
My invitation got lost in the mail.
You see Sean Barber? Robert. He said, I can't believe I just watched this for the first time.
Well, he's in it. He is on the guitar.
Why did he not
How did he not watch the thing? I mean, it spent so much time watching it.
We should both text Sean.
Barber did an excellent job in it, for what it's worth.
I'm sure he did, yeah.
But he played the guy who's just randomly playing a guitar or whatever it is. You know, Creed got together right after that. It's hard to imagine that it didn't have some kind of influence based on this video. Drew's right after that, they got the band back together, you know?
Well, yeah, Creed performed crazy here, right? And Creed actually, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
he did
that
the stage
announcement
and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we were, the second I saw that, I'm like, is he going to do, and it was a 98.9 The Rock concert. We're like, Those things are going to happen, right?
So we had
to make
merge,
the logical connection here.
Yeah.
He should absolutely come out for Creed.
Perfect.
He got two Rookie of the Year votes, man. It's not quite the mission we were accomplished.
It's because of you.
But you know what? We tried, Creed. We tried.
We got to figure out who the tour is, and then you make him a weekly guest on
the
show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we should find out.
Somebody who appreciates good center
Somebody
play.
Who likes offensive line play and appreciates that Rookie of the Years aren't all just wide receivers or running backs. That's to find out if it's a former offensive lineman. Feels likely. Earlier in the show, we predicted the NFL playoff field on the AFC side.
Oof.
If we did it today, if I made you right now, and you don't have to give all seven in a row.
Sure.
Who would you have as the one seed? Who would you have winning the West? Who would you have winning the North? I think those are the three biggest questions. Other than that, I think we all generally kind of agree on who the playoff teams will be. It's really just a matter of Chiefs, Chargers, Jags, Steelers, I guess, for that final playoff spot. Although I don't think the Chiefs are really going to be in question for that. But I'm just, I think that those are for that seventh seeded spot. I think those are the teams.
I'm going to throw a name at you that might shock you at first. I think it might be the one seed. But I think.
Patriots?
Yeah.
And Drew had him there. Their schedule is a joke.
Yeah. It's simply because of the schedule. So I would not be surprised if they're a one seed.
You had him as the one, didn't you, Drew?
I mean, they got the Bucks this week. Yep. Obviously a challenge.
But that's one of only two games that are hard left on the schedule.
They still got
the
Bills, but that's 2 out of 7. Like, they still got Bengals. They got Jets.
Jets twice, I think.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I might have the Dolphins thrown in there. I'm not sure. But, like, I just think because of the schedule, they might pull it off.
I had the Bills only because I thought the Chiefs one was a big enough swing.
Now, the Bills go off on a run.
I thought it was a big enough swing for them to maybe get the division back, and then they'd have a chance at the one seed.
I don't think the Colts have the legs.
I just don't think they'll have the – I think they'll run out of gas.
I think
they'll be a playoff team. I think they'll win their division. I just think they'll run out of gas for the one seed.
They still got, obviously, the Chiefs. They've still got a couple tough teams. I mean, the AFC West had the unfortunate play in the NFC West.
Yeah.
AFC South had the unfortunate play in the NFC West.
So, and that's already kind of a mediocre division, so
– yeah. I know, yeah. So, I mean, like, and they I don't think they've played the Jaguars so far this season. So, like,
Patriots have the Jets, Bengals, Giants for the three games after the Bucs.
All right. The Patriots?
The Patriots. Yeah. That's what they have. Yeah,
exactly.
They have Jets, Bengals, Giants, Bills, Ravens. And Ravens at home. Lamar Jackson, obviously, is getting his back. Sure. So, maybe a little more chance. Jets, Dolphins.
Exactly. That's my point. Like, it just might just, they might get the one by default.
Yeah, and I think 13-4 probably gets the one.
Yeah, I think 13-4 gets the one.
So I pulled up, because you said Patriots, Harold, the Bills schedule, Dolphins, Bucks, Texans, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Browns, Eagles, Jets.
That's harder. Yeah, it's not hard.
That's harder.
It's more difficult.
It's harder. Yeah, I have them as the one seed. I had the Colts, Chiefs, and Ravens as the division winner.
You said that, and I immediately was like three dings in my head. I was like, those could be losses.
So I had the Bills as the one still. I have the Chiefs still winning the AFC West. I have the Ravens winning the AFC North. So I guess I have two underdogs coming back in the second half of the season, mostly because the Chiefs control their fate.
I think
they can just beat Denver and be the same.
If they win this game,
then I think they're winning the one at home.
Yeah. If they win this game, then I think, they've got some good momentum that can carry them. I know the Colts have a bye going into the Chiefs game because they're playing internationally this weekend. Because Colts got the Falcons, I think, this weekend in Germany. So, I mean, that'll be interesting. But you never know who shows up in those Germany and those the European games. You just really don't know because it's all about how you wake up, honestly. But
Thursday night, those European games, and last night a little bit of that. But I don't know.
They have the Broncos don't have an excuse for putting up.
Do you think the Ravens are winning the North, or do you think the Steelers are?
Let's put it this way. I was skeptical at first for the Steelers, but I watched the Colts.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, if they can do that, like if they've figured out their defense.
Two-game head start?
Yeah. If they've figured out their defense, then I'll give the Pittsburgh Steelers a leg up in that division.
I think that was
if they figured out their defense.
We talk about like weird things.
And their defense
happen.
Was basically like, okay, we realize like all these old guys that we got at cornerbacks are a little bit cooked, so let's just make it simple. And then, oh, by the way, TJ Watt, just please do TJ Watt things.
I think
that was their defense.
Right? I think this weekend's a big swing one for them because the Chargers on the road for both of them.
For both of them.
The Chargers have the Steelers.
Forget about the Chargers in the AFC.
The Chargers have the Steelers and the Jags in back-to-back games.
They have a hard schedule.
And the two games they played without either tackle when Ault was out too, they were a different team.
Terrible.
They were a bad football team. And so I'm having a hard time. I kind of think they could miss the playoffs as a result of that. And weirdly enough, not because of the normal preseason, they're everyone's preseason champions, because if the Steelers had both their left and right tackle, if they had Ault and Slater, I think they'd be competing for the division. I take them as a real threat in the division.
I absolutely
I think injuries agree. Actually got them this year, and then people might have actually been right on the Chargers for the first time that they were salty.
The way the Chiefs have played games, it's taken the other team essentially being perfect. Like Herbert in that first game of Brazil was darn near perfect. Josh Allen, only three incompletions. He was darn near perfect. And those still were one possession games. So it's not like they're far off. It just requires a team to play essentially perfect football. Or in the case of Jacksonville, just give them the game, basically. Because, I mean, let's be honest, that's kind of what happened. So,
yes.
That's really what it takes. It's like the Chiefs are in a like, have we given the game away to them fully, or have the other has the opponent just tipped your cap? They've just played a perfect ball game. That there's no real in between.
No,
I mean you could say the Eagles was in between, but I mean I think that was just two teams who just hadn't had it figured out yet playing each other.
Yeah, I think that was two teams who were usually like, better.
All right, who ends
sloppily
up winning that
playing
game?
Against each other, trying to figure out who they were, and that was. No Xavier Worthy, pre-Rasheed Rice.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was no real read on that game, to be honest.
That's so, the other part about the Chiefs that I feel like they're not
being given.
Of course,
the Eagles are sitting there in the NFC part of it, and they're right in contention. So,
they're probably not being given the requisite movement in that, where I got to say, I think that it's at least somewhat questionable that we get into this where the Chiefs have only had their full offense for three games.
Yeah.
Are they supposed to have it all figured out yet?
No. I mean, eventually another team was going to come up with some sort of game plan. Buffalo did.
So
they had some sort of game plan. So, I mean, and people watch tape, copycat league, obviously. So, I mean, the Broncos would be doing themselves a disservice if they weren't trying to look at that Buffalo film and be like, they did this, they did that, they did this, this worked. Let's try that.
And the Bills, I'll give the Bills a ton of credit. Their game plan was so much better in Kansas City, and they kind of put it on them. Yeah. The fact that Kansas City was even close in that game is.
And they ran the ball.
Kind of. And they ran the ball well. Yeah. And James Cook is seemingly the only running back who can run against Kansas City because they're good in a lot of other areas. We talk about this all the time. They're in a weird self-scouting thing. Here's they didn't add anybody. Just praying their defensive line gets better. That's my biggest complaint about Kansas City.
There's a Denver team, I see their running game, and I'm like, okay. Denver's obviously their best unit is I see their defensive line.
Yeah.
I see Benito. Can't pronounce his name, Tabunga or whatever, and then Allen, obviously. I see that defensive line. I'm like, okay, those guys are workers. And then, obviously, they got decent quarterbacks. But
no Surtain right now.
No Surtain. Not right now.
Which makes the game interesting next week.
Yes. No Surtain right now. I'm just saying, I'm taking everybody at their A level.
Sure.
And, I mean, I see them, and I'm like, okay, that could do some damage, but defensively. So I'm very curious to see, especially if Josh Simmons is, not only back. We know he's back, but, back to, like nothing happened. He's playing like he was at what was nearly an all-pro level at left tackle, and everybody's aces and healthy. Juwan Taylor's healthy, what have you? Did that? I'd be like sitting at that, ooh, that's a good matchup, man. I'm gonna be looking at some darn line. I'm gonna be looking at some trenches in that game.
Do you think Simmons is gonna play next week? I have no idea. It would just be a guess.
I mean, I just want to
historically the Chiefs would say no.
Yeah, I just want to start with. I don't know. Is he on the practice field on Wednesday?
Yep.
That's where I want to start with it.
Because we know we ask him Monday. He'll say, I just got in. We haven't seen Simmons yet, so we won't hear Monday.
We know that. I just want to see, is he on the practice field Wednesday? And then is he on Thursday? And then we'll go from there.
I think there's a good question from the text line, from the 816. Does any team have an A game that can beat the Chiefs' A game? No.
No.
The answer is if the Chiefs play their best
A game versus A game,
they are better than any team in the NFL, I think.
I would
maybe
say
the Rams?
That's a good one.
I think I'd entertain a Rams A game versus a Chiefs A game. Rams.
We did see an A game last year for the Eagles.
Yeah.
So you have to count them on the list.
I know. I just don't think they're as good of a team this year. I think their defensive line's not nearly as good.
No, their defensive line's not nearly as good. But I'm just saying, if they played offense the way they played in that game,
that's fair.
Rams just because of Stafford. I mean, Stafford's a dog, especially right now, man.
Stafford's dealing.
Yeah, he's dealing. Yeah, so I put the Eagles on the list. I mean, like, I don't even know if A-game Bills
beats Chiefs. Don't think so. A-game. So I think the Chiefs A-game is better than the Bills version. Yeah. So. Because even their best version of offense, the Bills played good defense, and the Chiefs still got in the 20s.
Why do you think Vegas still has the Chiefs at the highest odds right now?
To win the Super Bowl.
Lowest odds. But yeah, because there's a trust factor there. And you can't tell me if they get in the Chiefs can make the playoffs as a 7 seed, and I'm still like, if I'm the 2 seed, I'm like, oh, crap. Like, they're at home, they come out of their own tunnel, and they're still like, oh, crap.
I honestly do wonder if there's like an aspect of that where I know, like yesterday, Cody sort of brought up the possibility of them winning the division. And obviously, that still is in play if they can beat Denver next weekend. But I think as a Chiefs fan, all you should want is for them to just get in the dance
because you know
that this team they showed that they went on the road a couple years ago and they could make it and win. Like, why if they can just make it, and even if it is the 7 seed, Harold, to your point, you know that when it comes down to it, you can rely on the best quarterback and the best coach in the game.
And the other team can't.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And this is like the point that Tech Line said, but how often do the Chiefs play their A game and all this stuff? So I'll tell you this much. They played a whole lot more frequently in the playoffs.
When it comes to playoff time, you know they'll be
right. They play B+, A minus, A games in the playoffs a lot more than they play in the regular season.
I can count probably on my hand. I probably don't need my whole hand to show how many A games they haven't played.
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
It's just Tampa, the Bucs and Eagles.
Philly, Cincinnati. Second half Cincinnati.
Played really well in the
it
first
half. It feels like they just lock in. Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, and it doesn't matter whether they're the road team, whether they're not. It feels
second
like
second half
better
Cincinnati,
prepared.
First quarter Houston.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
a game in which they trailed by 24 and led at half.
Led at halftime, yeah.
So, like.
And I think, Cody, to your point, like what we talked about with Denver earlier in the show was, yes, they've won the games, but there is a vast difference. It's an ocean between Bo Nix and Patrick Mahomes, where when it comes down to it,
and their A games are drastically
are we
different.
Sure that Patrick Mahomes or are we
the
sure that Bo Nix
higher.
Yeah, Bo Nix is winning these games by a razor thin edge against these teams that are picking top 5 in the draft, where are we sure that fourth quarter performance is going to happen in the playoffs when the Chiefs are as locked in as they ever are? I'm not counting on that.
Denver's A game offensively has like limitations to it that I don't think I've ever seen from a team that might be 8-2 before. I mean, even like you go back, what was the Steelers were 11-0 not too long ago, and you're like,
and we all knew they
were
a joke.
This was crap. And then like it was a random because it was COVID that year, I believe. It was Washington, and yes, I have recovered from that 18-inning game. By the way, thank you.
The Texans making sure
thank you.
You're good after that World Series game.
It's good.
They don't just cancel sports at 3 a.m.
Dude, there's a whole story behind that, man. We actually changed the process of what we do because of that game.
Oh, nice. You're not staying up to 3 a.m.
I shrewdly like posted that on social media because I was like, I want reaction. I was like, this is the first time I've ever posted. I'm like, I want reaction.
If you missed
this.
I want
people to comment on this.
The World Series on Fox. Harold obviously does sports.
I don't even work on Mondays usually. That's the crazy thing.
So was working the night of the 18-inning World Series game. And at the end of the 18 World Series game was still in line. Yeah. And they have you do sports, or at least did have you do.
So we have a 30-minute sports show at 11 o'clock daily. Fox Sports Sports Night, shameless plug. And we usually start at 11 o'clock after the news, which is a whole hour at 10. So and we had a Chiefs game that night. So it's like we kind of had to do it. And most Fox stations don't have really, some are owned by Fox itself. We're not owned by Fox itself, but like some are owned by Fox, some are owned by other companies, various companies, and everybody's kind of got their own rule. It's kind of an in-house rule, but our in-house rule is just, we just got to wait it out. Now we have an adjustment. Whereas if it's something like, I think if it gets like midnight, then we start recording at midnight and we just go from there. But, that was
a long one. And then you have to turn around and teach the next day?
Yeah.
I'd have canceled class, Drew.
Yeah.
You know I would have canceled class.
Every student I had, because here's the funny part. Because it went mini kind of sort of viral, some of the students knew about it. And they're like, why didn't you just cancel class? Like, we would have been perfectly fine with that. I was like, no, because like on my syllabus, I had this marked as like, oh, this day I got to show up.
Of course, it lined up that way.
I the syllabus that I wrote, I was like, I can't renege what I wrote. So I'm going with it. I'm going to be there.
You're a man of your syllabus.
I alter
my syllabus all
plus,
the time.
I was usually off.
We're free flowing in this
I was
class.
Off on Tuesday. Well, technically I wasn't off on Tuesday. Ha ha ha. But
yes.
technically that was my only day off that week. So I was just like, I'll make it. I'll get through it. And then I still couldn't get myself to go to sleep when I got back home because my wife, God bless her, God bless Marcia, she was still up. And we like chatted for a bit because I think she knew I needed to like debrief.
Yeah.
By that time it was like five and she was off that week anyway. So I got lucky there. And by that time I didn't get to bed till like 5:30. So my clock was a little off for the first 3-4 days.
But yeah, it's like traveling overseas. Yeah, but you're exactly, okay. Yeah, okay. You made it.
We're good.
And it was
But thank you for asking. I appreciate that. That's the most caring thing I think I've saw in this text line.
They just wanted to make sure you were
that's
okay,
nice
man.
Of you. Yeah, I appreciate
it. It was it's probably a long recovery process.
But I mean, I always have the experience of knowing that whenever called upon, I can anchor a show starting at 3:07 a.m.
The longest consecutive I've ever host radio was 8.5 hours.
That's crazy.
That's my wait. Yeah. Yeah, 8.5 is.
That was after the Royals won the World Series, right?
Mm-hmm. Right after they won it like right at 11 o'clock at night or something.
And I was like when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, I think we were there till.
And I was on the
2,
air until
2:30,
7:30, something like that, and then I recorded. At that time, I had a show on like a substation, and I recorded that hour long show after I finished that. So really, I did like 10.5, and then I took a nap.
Yeah.
And then I was back on that night. So it's the same problem. It's like I was done at like 10 a.m.
I mean, we
9 a.m.
We all know in this career that we've chosen, there's going to be some times where you're just going to have to turn around and go.
Yeah. And Super Bowls are typically them.
Yes.
You work crazy hard. Yeah, if they win the Super Bowl, then you got to go cover a parade.
Yeah.
We took the red eye after the last Super Bowl we went to, which is
like
the one they
the
won.
The Dodgers had their parade Monday.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I know.
What the heck?
I thought that was crazy. Yeah. Normally, Chiefs do it Tuesday, Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. Yeah. Which, I mean, I was watching that and I was just like, okay, sure. When Monday? Okay.
Sucks for the people covering it.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess those guys just like, it's up to the guys. Like, did they want to go home or not? Like, did they want to wait around till Wednesday to have a parade?
The answer is probably not. But
no, but the thing is,
it's a parade.
Have they had champagne on Monday and Tuesday? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got to say, that's why hockey's the best. They need like more trophies that you can drink stuff out of and carry with you everywhere.
I love the Stanley Cup.
Traveling trophy is the life.
Yeah.
Everyone gets
those
a day.
Those stories are the best. Yeah.
They take it to a school.
I mean, you'll hear like
they take it to a party,
out of it.
eating cereal out of it. I mean, genuinely a...
You can't do that with any other big, I'll say it, big five.
Yeah.
I'll throw MLS in there. But you don't see it with any other big five trophies.
From the 816. Cody, I build custom cabins almost 60 hours a week. We all work hard, but I was not claiming I work harder than people.
Yeah.
I think I've openly said I work less hard than people mostly.
Yeah.
I don't have
that's
a
right. My dad used to drive,
I don't have a real job.
My dad used to drive buses back in Nashville, the Metropolitan Transit Authority.
Man, driving the public bus.
But he drove the overnight shift sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet he's got some stories. I bet your dad's got some stories.
One time he was so tired. You know they have like the double ones, the accordion buses?
Mm-hmm.
He drove one of those back to home. We live in like 12th Avenue South, like in Nashville. We're like right in the middle of the damn city. There's nowhere to traffic. And he parked the bus right in front of my house, and it took up like three houses. And
he's
just like,
I
just want to go home tired. He's about to sleep in a bus. Good grief.
That's a good point. Harold, really appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Great.
The Drive's coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you all on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.